We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Story in the news concerns me the most, and why the economy and the stock market is doing so well, but yet most of the media finds more importance in focusing on all the non-necessarily topic news headlines.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now at 7:46 on a Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Growing controversy over NFL players and the national anthem.
Two.
Workers with tech training and skills needed in Kansas.
One.
Much needed rain falls across Kansas. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident in northwest Wichita. This is on I-235, northbound lanes, North Meridian. So watch out there, I-235 and North Meridian, the northbound lanes there. We've got a traffic accident. Expect a slowdown there. Traffic update on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
Cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today at a high of 69 degrees. Cloudy tonight, the overnight low 56. Wednesday, 20% chance for rain with a high of 70 tomorrow. Now cloudy, 59 degrees. We have a north wind at 12 miles per hour. With Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47, Steve and Ted taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, watching the trend over the past few minutes or so. Looks like we've got some showers possibly developing here in south-central Kansas and moving to the south, a fairly large area of scattered light rain, and Wichita's right in the center of it. And it's basically the northern border is south of Hutchinson, all moving to the south-southeast. Looks like just about all of Butler County is having some sort of light shower going on, or possibly light showers right now. But the whole thing is moving to the south. There's a large area down around Ponca City, south of there in Oklahoma, a large area of heavier rain this morning as we track the weather for you. White House reacts to flap over NFL and the national anthem.
Focus on the White House. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders defending President Trump's verbal lashing of pro ball players not standing for the national anthem.
I think that it's always appropriate for the President of the United States to defend our flag, to defend the national anthem, and to defend the men and women who fought and died to defend it.
Five-time NBA champion San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich is challenging the president's supporters.
This is an individual who actually thought that when people held arms during the games that they were doing it to honor the flag. That's delusional.
On the issue of presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner's use of private email to conduct official business, how prevalent? Again, Sarah Sanders.
To my knowledge, very limited. White House counsel has instructed all White House staff to use their government email for official business and only use that email.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone goes before a closed session of the House Intelligence Committee today on the Russia investigation. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A one-month-old baby found on the side of an Oklahoma interstate in a car seat stuffed with $5,500 in cash and a birth certificate is in state custody. While authorities investigate, police say a church group returning from an amusement park spotted the child Saturday about 10 feet from the shoulder on Interstate 40. Authorities say they located the child's mother through family members and that she's been taken to a hospital to be evaluated. Emergency workers estimated the child had been left in the 91-degree heat about 30 minutes.
What the
heck? Said he appeared to be well cared for before being left on the side of an interstate.
What is going on,
man? Pastor of the church says he felt like God used our youth group to save someone's life because we're here on earth to fulfill a redemptive purpose.
Sure could be.
Hmm. Yeah, your mother could have some issues.
Yeah, so. Something's wrong there.
All right, on Wall Street, okay, technology stocks slammed into reverse Monday, and the losses overshadowed gains in other areas of the market. to send broad U.S. indexes lower. Treasury bond prices and gold rose, meanwhile, as investors look for safer places for their money following the latest escalation in the heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea. And when stocks get a little goosey, people will flee stocks and put their money in bonds. That's the way it works. Standard & Poor's 500 index dropped 5 points, while the Dow fell 53. The NASDAQ composite dropped 56.
That's a big drop for the NASDAQ.
For the NASDAQ, yeah. A sizable drop, no doubt about it. Bass Pro Shops' roughly $4 billion acquisition of rival outdoor retailer Cabela's is complete, but the small western Nebraska town that has been home to Cabela's is still wondering about its future. Monday's closing announcement did not address how many of the roughly 2,000 Cabela's jobs will remain in Sydney, Nebraska. That's not a very big town.
That's got to be the only thing going on in
probably
that town.
Probably Sydney, Nebraska. That and probably some wheat and some cattle. That would be probably about it. All right, 7:51 now. Steve and Ted, local businessman running for governor. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, he made it official Monday. Hutton Construction founder Mark Hutton formally announcing he's running for governor. Hutton was introduced by former Spirit AeroSystems CEO Jeff Turner. Hutton said Kansas government is broke and broken, and he vowed to help bring about a change for course. He said he needs to be laser-focused on growing the economy. A Canadian trade official says Wichita needs to care about North American Free Trade Agreement. Consul General Stephen Lazard says Wichita has a vested interest in the preservation and modernization of NAFTA. Lazard came to Wichita last week to talk about keeping the base of trade between the United States and his country strong. And the son of Garmin founder Gary Burrell has sold more than $19 million in company stock. He made a string of transactions this month. Jonathan Burrell is the second largest beneficial owner of the company. Part of the stock was moved into his mother's trust. He sold stock in several other transactions for a total of $19.83 billion. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
What can you tell us about Mark Hutton that maybe we don't know, other than he's been gathering money. He's been collecting money for a while, right?
Right, and of course he was a state representative, right. And he was one of the moderate Republicans who pushed back against Governor Brownback's tax cuts for some business owners. And he helped get that through.
A crowded field. I mean, it's a lot of interest in this race this time, right?
Yeah, starting to add up. There are, I haven't counted them up. There are at least six or seven people who have declared, and there are probably three or four more who have not yet officially declared.
Now, is that on the Republican side? Mm-hmm. The Democrats have what, Ted? Three or
both.
Four at least? Oh,
yeah.
Both. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the total.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my political observation here is that the person who's got the most money can buy the most media and cut through all that clutter and get the message out if it's the right message.
It doesn't
message.
Always work that the person with the most money gets elected, but it sure helps, that's for sure.
Well, I think it probably will. A lot of money kind of, you know, when the Supreme Court said that spending money politically is free speech, the gloves came off, you know.
Yep.
I'll put it this way. I'll bet on the one with the most money. That's the way I'll do it.
There you go.
What do you think? Take a little wager there?
I think that's probably a pretty good bet. I don't know that I would take that bet. But.
Today is National Situational Awareness Day. Now, this is observed.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's designed to look at one's personal safety. Focuses on being aware and paying attention to your environment. How many times do you go down to the police department, Ted, and you've got a story about somebody who's, you know, late at night, they're going through a parking lot, and basically they get robbed or held up, and maybe they don't understand where they are and what they're doing at that time. That's what this is all about. It's about public safety and situational awareness. Ted's just looking at me with that incredulous look of his, like, why did you bring this up?
It's like, well, they should come up with a catchier name. That's a horrible name.
Oh, yeah.
Situational Awareness Day?
All right, well.
It sounds like something a yoga instructor would have on their mind.
You know, you know what? My daughter's
it's a horrible name.
My daughter would call it Street Smart Day.
Yeah, something like
there
that.
You
something
go.
Catchier.
Yeah.
There you
something
go.
Catchier.
Yeah.
But actually, that's
something
what it
with
is.
A hashtag on it.
That's what
Come
it
on.
Is. Don't be naive when you're out there. Thank you.
Hashtag wake up.
Yeah, it makes everything seem catchier, doesn't
right.
it?
Good.
National Situational Awareness Day. I'm aware that my situation right near is right now is untenable with you guys, and we're going to move on. Okay, how about that?
Out of here.
Situational Awareness Day. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the KNSS Morning News at 8 o'clock. All the news with Steve and Ted coming up. Talking about job shortages, or not job shortages, but shortages of people to fill jobs in Kansas. That story and more coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.